this country is what this election's about, and it is larger than any single candidate. And this is what Todd Akin needs to consider when he makes his decision. The calculation must be what is best for America. He's got to set that aside. Everybody who is interested in the concept, the objective of saving this country has found it, has got to put every other personal concern aside, and that needs to be number one, particularly people in politics. We just cannot lose this November. And in addition to not losing the presidential race, we must take the Senate. We must hold the House. We must win the White House. These things must happen. There is no question about it. And this is what Todd Akin needs to understand. And that's what he needs to put foremost in his mind. What I think Mr. Akin should try to realize here as he makes his decision is that all of these things that he truly cares about will be much easier to make happen if we win the Senate and the White House and hold the House this November. He must put the nation and its future ahead of everything else that he's considering. And I hope he comes to the right conclusion. Now, notice, folks, what prompted Obama to hold a so-called impromptu news conference. The Akin comment. Obama hasn't talked to the press other than People magazine or George Clooney or Entertainment Tonight in 2 months. The Akin comment prompts Obama to go to the White House press room for 22 minutes. Not the unemployment rate, not China's threats to Japan or Iran's threats to Israel, not economic misery, not the future of America. No, Akin, Todd Akin, is what prompted Barack Obama to summon the courage and the fortitude to go face his slavish White House press corps. Why in the world be afraid of your stenographers? But Barack Obama is acting scared to death of his own press corps, and they are essentially his stenographers. Mark Halperin of Time magazine said it. The press corps does whatever Obama wants. When you